Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
We do this thing on our team that I think may help you out a ton. Maybe it won't, but it's helped us out. I always need the loop closed when there's a task. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about you if you're a list checker or something like that, but when I communicate with somebody on our team, all I ask for is for them to give me a thumbs up. We use Slack, and it's a productivity tool. You may use it as well. But I don't like email where you don't see that the person has received the email and understood it. Now, there's some software out there. There's some apps, and you can actually see whether people read emails or not. But for the most part, that's why a lot of people use Facebook Messenger, because it says read or it says seen. In other words, you can verify that they've seen it. And I'll tell you what it does. It leads with accountability, because now somebody can't say, well, I didn't see that, or I didn't read that. Now, they may not respond to it, and that's up to them, but it injects immediate accountability into your communication style. So what we do on our team is when we send out a message, especially on Slack, and if somebody sees it and understands it, they give a thumbs up sign. And that lets us know that they're in, it's done, and what this does is it actually closes the loop, and get this, it allows your brain to rest. And because your brain has closed the loop, your mind and attention can focus on other things. It actually is an empowering strategy. So if you don't do that, you're actually leaking some of your attention. It's called attention residue. And unfortunately, you begin to leak your power if you have too many open loops. So folks, these are all things that I've learned. If you want more help on this, go to elixirprojectexperience.com. Elixirprojectexperience.com. It's going to be a free training where we show you, this is just one of 30 tips and tools in the actual course. It's called Open Windows and Closed Windows, and Open Loops and Closed Loops. Check it out, and you'll see your productivity soar. Go be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.